time for a trip back to the cabin. That's one of the stories you'll find in the summer issue of Get Out Chattanooga magazine, available on Wednesday. Sonny Montgomery is digital editor of the magazine at the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
Sonny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The latest issue of Get Out for the summer, it's a little later than usual, but that's understandable.
We had to push some stories and change some things up just with the whole coronavirus going on. You know, it affects so many different facets of our life that you could never really predict. But anyway, it's better late than never, but we're here.
And one of the stories is about a man by the name of Jim Ledbetter.
Jim Ledbetter, he's a Chattanooga guy. A lot of people in the community would probably know who he is, especially if you're a paddler. Jim Ledbetter has been really involved with the Tennessee Valley Canoe Club for years, which is how I know him, actually. So he's a canoer, and I'm a canoer. And last January, I had the beautiful opportunity to go spend 7 days in Costa Rica with Jim Ledbetter and his wife, Katie. We were down there to paddle. And so over the course of this amazing trip, there was one night that, you know, we get off the river, we're kind of hanging out at our jungle camp, and Jim Ledbetter just tells us this incredible story about this life that he had 50, 40 years ago. So Jim Ledbetter is in his 70s now. He retired in 2018. In 1970, right after he had graduated from college, him and his college sweetheart decided that before they kind of settled down, went and got their, you know, grown-up jobs, they were going to go on an epic adventure. And so what they ended up doing is they just kind of packed up their VW bus, they drove out west, didn't really have a game plan, ended up landing in British Columbia, high up in the coastal mountains, and found a little piece of property, ended up leasing it, ended up building a cabin using nothing but hand tools. So they're sawing every tree, they're hand nailing, you know, hammering by hand every nail, build a cabin and end up living off the grid in this very remote, wild part of British Columbia for 5 years. And it's an incredible story. So he has that experience, right? And it's about Jim's story from the 1970s. Living in BC and just all of the, I mean, just all of the incredible things that happened to him while he was there, from hunting, from how they had to get water, all that stuff. So that in itself, right, is a really just incredible story. I mean, what adventure person isn't into that sort of just leaving society and living off the grid in one of the most beautiful places in the world?
And this is right after Woodstock. This is right around the time of the first Earth Day. So it just sounds like a story that you would expect from that era.
Exactly. I mean, right down to like the he's driving a VW bus detail. You know, it's extremely fitting for that time. That in itself, the story of him traveling there and building this beautiful cabin and staying there for 5 years, that in itself is this incredible story. So fast forward, though, to 2018 when Jim retired. Eventually, him and his wife, he marries his college sweetheart, and eventually they come back to Tennessee, and Jim Ledbetter ends up taking over the family business. His father owned a dry cleaning business in Chattanooga, which actually the site of it was right across from Publix on the North Shore, which is now where Four Bridges Outfitters is, if people are familiar with that. It's a really cool consignment shop for outdoor gear. So he comes back, you know, and he dutifully begins working for his father, spends 40 years doing that, retires in 2018, and decides he is going to return to British Columbia and try to find his cabin to see if it's still there. He hasn't been there, you know, since the 1970s, and he wants to see if he can find it. So him and his now wife, Katie, they take this big epic road trip and they drive up there. And it is an incredible story. I mean, it gets me a little misty-eyed to even talk about it, which I'm not going to say what happens when he goes back to British Columbia, but beautiful. It's a beautiful story. Jim Ledbetter is just, he is an incredible person. He is everything I want to be when I am his age. Still just an adventurer and an awesome person through and through. A great story, but it's also about a really great person.
Another feature is about the Ocoee.
It is a guide to the Ocoee, which I have to say I'm also extremely proud of and is also extremely near and dear to my heart. last December, I actually moved from Chattanooga out to Ocoee. I live in a cabin. Just to throw it back to Jim's story real quick, I've spent the last 6 months living off the grid out here, and we actually just got electricity and water a couple of weeks ago. I was really proud to be able to share that small facet with Jim's story of saying, oh, I can relate to the you're living off the grid on a tiny level. But anyway, so I moved out to Ocoee in December, and I'm just in love with this region, and this community is super special. So we did a guide to the Ocoee, which I don't think there's anybody in this region that isn't aware that Ocoee is a really incredible place for adventure. You know, you have the Cherokee National Forest, which is just hiking trails, mountain biking trails. Of course, you have the Ocoee River, which is the number one most popular whitewater river in the entire country. So there is just an amazing amount of opportunities to get out and to do some really cool things around here. With more emphasis on staying local, I think, for a lot of people's summer plans. The fact that we have this Ocoee resource right down the road, that's a really cool thing. And this past March, when the coronavirus hit and everything was being shut down, this community got hit really hard. You know, this community is dependent on tourism. There's a lot of small businesses that are supported by that tourism, restaurants, cool little gift shops, Airbnbs. This community is really dependent on people coming here for the natural resources. So when the coronavirus threatened all that in March, people out here were really nervous. You know, people kind of really shook the community. It's rebounding now. You know, commercial rafting is back up and running. So we're getting some more people around as of now. But so this guide, it's going to help you plan your outdoor adventure, tell you where you should eat, where you should sleep, where you can shop. And it's all focused on small business. So it's kind of a how you can support your own adventure and support this really special, unique little mountain community at the same time.
What's something that has surprised you in moving out there and being until recently off the grid when it comes to living in and around the Ocoee?
There's a couple things. Number one, I just want to say I've always lived in cities. I've always, you know, when I lived in Chattanooga, I was in the heart of downtown apartment living. This is the first time I've ever lived in a forest. So that alone, there are some adjustments. For instance, spiders everywhere. Don't even try to get them out of your house. You're living with spiders forever. Luckily, I'm not freaked out about spiders, so that's fine. But you know, one of my biggest revelations, I think, of being off the grid was that you hear this lifestyle referred to the simple life so frequently. There's truly nothing simple about it. There's nothing simple about having to constantly have enough fuel on reserve so that you can run your generator, or collecting water and boiling, you know, giant pots of water to take a bath at night. It's not simple. It's actually extremely involved and very labor intensive. I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. I mean, it was wonderful. I'm also not sad that we have electricity and running water now.
And what else do you have in the magazine?
We do fishing, hiking, climbing, paddling, running, birding, fun little interactive stories for all of that. One of my favorites, which was actually written by one of my neighbors out here who's a paddler. For our paddling department, we do a guide to boater slang, which is fun. I think that a lot of extreme sports, probably a lot of just communities in general, you know, you get these like niche little slang terms people are throwing around and you don't understand unless you're in that community. So she put together a guide to boater slang, which is really fun. For climbing, we did some super useful facts on stretches and exercises to help improve mobility for, you know, your shoulders, your lower back, the areas of your body that are going to really get worked out climbing. So anybody that's kind of struggling with soreness from climbing, you know, that could be a great thing. And then hiking, this was an interesting department that we've never really touched on much before, but we did local equestrian trails. So local trails where, you know, you can get out with your horse. There's quite a few of them, which, not owning a horse, I wasn't really aware of that, but you can't take a horse anywhere, but there are a number of really cool trails around here that you can.
Where can people go online to follow it all?
Definitely, you can start with timesfreepress.com. there. You can check out our outdoor section, which, you know, we do like outdoor daily reporting stories, and you'll also find the magazine. So Get Out Chattanooga. And I also want to give a shout out to our newsletter. So Get Out Chattanooga has a weekly newsletter that's free, comes out every Wednesday. And a lot of these stories that we put in our magazine, of course, are just emailed directly into your inbox. Otherwise, you know, for people that are out and about and slowly moving around in the cities, you can also find them at Food Cities and a number of other places. I always welcome people to email me and tell me where they're located, and I can direct them to the closest print issue. So they're free also, is worth mentioning. Shoot me an email, tell me where you're located, and I'll let you know where the closest one to you is. My email is smontgomery@timesfreepress.com.
All right, Sunny, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.